We are here with Benji from Skindred. How are you, my friend?
I'm in fine fettle. I don't know what fettle is, but it must be good because that's what I'm feeling.
Nice, nice.
Fine fettle. Good to be here.
How was the set today?
We trained hard for it. You know, we went into the woods and we worked out for like 6 weeks what we're going to do. And I knew that if I just kept jabbing and jabbing throughout the first few rounds, I would get him on the ropes.
So
once we had him on the ropes, it was only one way to go, and I was out. So I knew about the round five, they were getting tired, and we just kept jabbing and jabbing, and I just done what the coach told me, and before we know it, they were on the floor knocked out.
Bam, bam, bam. I heard there was all kinds of debauchery going on during your set.
Yeah, that's right. Madness. Yeah, it was tits, ass, everything.
Ah, we can't say that. We're a family channel. We're not really.
But of course,
I mean, how has your KnotFest experience been in Sydney and Melbourne and coming back here with your lovely wife?
I do enjoy playing full stop. I think I did tell you the other week when we were talking that it don't matter for me whether it's 80,000 people or 10 people in a pub. I just enjoy performing. I'm very thankful to be in Australia at the KnotFest. I know how blessed we are. There's a lot of bands out there who could have been here, you know, but we were chosen to be here, and I don't take that for granted, and I'm very honoured to be here, you know, for real.
You're here for a reason because you know how to rock and you know how to do it well.
I like that. You're here for a reason because you know how to rock. Yeah.
That's right. It's in your blood, my friend.
You got some lyrics, this kid. Yeah, man, definitely, yeah. We're here for a reason because we know how to rock, yeah. But the crowds was fantastic. Every crowd we've played in front of since we've been here, even the side shows that we did with Tailstorm. Was it Tailstorm?
Yeah.
They've been really cool as well. I mean, but you know, I've got to say this. It's like I've got to speak to the promoters who book bands in Australia. It's no point in us coming over here now and then not coming for another 4 or 5 years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, we have got a fan base. If you watch us play in Australia, there are people who die to see us. We make new fans every day. I'm not talking about playing the stadiums. We'll come and we'll play like 500 cap rooms up and down Australia. We'll tour here like we tour everywhere else. We're not scared of hard work. But, you know, in order for us to do that, promoters have to book us fairly, treat us fairly. And so that we can, you know, I'm not saying I want to make a fucking million quid off the thing, but I just want to be treated fairly. I know there's people in this country dying to see us and want to see us. People who couldn't make it today who would see us.
Yes.
So I just, whoever the promoter, whoever the company is that brings bands over here, please, please, please be fair. Give us a crack. We will not disappoint you in any shape or form. Book us a whole Perth, Adelaide, all that shit, because a whole tour, man. You want to come back. It's a waste of our time just coming and doing this 3 gigs and then going home. We need a real tour in Australia. So I'm pleading and I'm asking whoever books the bands in this country, book Skindred properly and let's come back and fuck this shit up.
I will throw my money down onto the table for that mate. That would be phenomenal.
I'm being as serious as...
Yeah, man.
I can't even be any more serious. We haven't come here to joke. We come here to win people's hearts and to rock them, and I know we've done that, you know.
Yeah.
And we've done it sincerely, you know. And I've loved watching people who stood there like this when we first come on with screwed up faces. By the time we finish the set, they're dancing in the
sky. Yeah, man.
You know, we got them.
Absolutely.
You know? So I just don't want this to be another 5 years, and then you're not going to hear from Skindred again. I want to come back, ASAP, bring the magic, do a full on two 1.5 hour set, and just bring the magic that I know the people deserve.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, if we're winning awards all up and down the world, we should be over here. You guys, they're cheating you. These promoters are cheating you. And I know it might sound crazy, but I'm feeling very passionate about what I've seen today with the crowd. I may be going off track here, but
what I've
seen with the crowd today, I think they deserve to see Skindred again sooner rather than later.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Because, I mean, you guys are just on fire right now. You just played like Wembley.
Yeah, we did. We played our...
Just before you got here?
We never even had a chance to go home. We went straight from Wembley, bro.
That is nuts, man.
We went straight from Wembley to Sydney, yeah.
Mate, of course, you know, Lizzie Hale, you know, she's amazing.
Yeah.
You've been catching up with her as well?
Yeah, me and Lizzie.
Jamming with her?
Me and Lizzie had some drinks the other night. Lizzie jumped on stage with us at Download. Download is in the UK is a big deal every summer. Lizzie came on stage and she sang Warning with us at Download this last year. She's been a friend for like, 15 years.
Yeah.
We played with them guys in Florida in 2000 and Stupid O'Clock, way back when, you know.
Yeah.
They're really good people. Disturbed, like family to us. First time Disturbed ever played in London. Skindred supported them and we've been friends, and this is no lie, since that day. Since that day, me and Draymond have been friends. You know, we keep in contact in each other's lives, you know. So yeah, we got some, and Phil as well from Pantera. I'm really excited to watch the rest of this, these bands, you know?
Oh man, it's what a phenomenal day. Yeah. It's, and we're very, very lucky here. In Australia, because I mean, we're so far away to even see some of the bands.
It's like I laughed with my wife yesterday and said, I looked on the map and realized how far we are away from Newport. I was just fucking hell, miles away, like, you know. Yeah, they got us working though. I mean, I think since I left, since we played Wembley 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, since we played Wembley, I've been on like 8 flights, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's been great. It's been
That's
great.
Awesome, man.
I, you know, I'll be honest, I can say we love coming here. And I think that people deserve to watch Skindred and have a full tour, you know. You know, can you remember a program called Recovery?
Yeah, man. I grew up on that.
My old band Dub War came
yes.
over and we did Recovery. And do you know what makes me sick? I can't find no footage of us playing Recovery anywhere. I've typed in Recovery, I've typed in the year we were here, nothing. You know, and when we was on there, we were on with a band called Reef, who were huge in
yes.
England, right? We were on Recovery with Reef. And I never seen it because it was one of them times, you know, we never had video recorders and all that. But I never seen that footage, and I would love to see you. Any of your people out there can find the footage for Recovery.
ABC.
Right, ABC.
Pull out, dust off those archives, please. And do it. Do it for our man Benji.
I've sat on YouTube typing in, and I've seen all these other bands playing on Recovery.
It would exist, man. It's got to be. You know what? I'm going to send a message to somebody who might be able to go through your channel.
We played a song called Million Dollar Love, and I think we played Enemy Maker. Two songs we played on it. And when we played Million Dollar Love, they had all the money float from the sky down on us. It was it was a classic day, man. You know, and that's when Dub War was touring.
Yeah.
If Dub War can get on Recovery and get some Australian TV and work it, surely Skindred can do that.
100%. 100%.
You know, I love the work, but I know Skindred's a fearsome monster when it comes to the live thing, you know?
I would not ever want to go on after you. I tell you, man.
I was in the elevator yesterday going after the show, and the guy said to me, "Hey, man, you're in Skindred, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I fucking hate going on after you." I said, "I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry." I said, "Do you want me to calm it down?" He said, "Would you?" I said, "Fuck no. I'm stupid." Yeah, but yeah, it's good fun.
Oh, man. Of course, I mean, reggae is a big part of your life.
Yeah, man.
Just a little bit. But have you seen the new Bob Marley movie?
I have seen the new Bob Marley.
What are your thoughts? I
thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah?
I took my wife, I dragged my wife because she's not a massive reggae Bob Marley fan. But I dragged her to watch Bob Marley, the movie. And I enjoyed it, man. I really had a great time. If you want to know the truth, get a fucking book and read about it.
Yeah.
It's a movie. I mean, you think Bohemian Rhapsody was real? They're movies. They got to make movies.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right. They bend the truthers a little bit.
Straight out of Compton, if just films, you got to watch them and take them with a bit of salt that they deserve. You know? Because Jesus never wrote the book, but everyone's make movies about him too.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
There's been a few movies about Jesus, and he never wrote the book.
You though, who's playing Benji Webb?
I want AI to play me. How's that?
There you go. You should do that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not asking nobody. But one thing I want to say, and I've been thinking about this. I don't know if you might be old enough. There was a TV show called On the Buses.
Yes.
Right? In the 70s.
Whoa.
Now, I want to get to the stage with AI where you can dial up a movie. So I want to watch Goodfellas, but with the cast from On the Buses. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That's the magic. You know, you can dial up any film you want, pick the cast, put them in there. Now that's good AI.
It's AI. Now, it's going to happen.
I think it will. I'm enjoying the voices they're doing. It's funny because they keep doing Mike Tyson, but you can tell it's not Mike Tyson because it's too clear.
Yes.
I love Mike. I named my dog after Mike Tyson. I'm a big fan, but when you get these voices come up on the AI and it's as clear as that, I'm like, Mike is inaudible, man. Fuck off.
Have you met him?
I nearly met him. I got a story about that. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do. Oh, no, so do I want to hear that story?
I'm in a studio recording. I had to go producing. And I was producing this band called Revoca from South Wales. And we were in the studio, and this friend of mine came to the studio, and he said, you know, do you want to meet Mike Tyson? I said, what? He said, sure. I said, boys, I'm going to meet Mike Tyson. He said, but Mike wants weed. I said, I can get Mike weed. Of course I can get Mike weed, yeah. So I made some calls, got the weed, drove down to Cardiff, got to the hotel, was sat in the foyer. I'm like, I'm going to meet Mike Tyson. Guy came down, the guy gave him the weed. Give him the weed. It was someone else who was in Mike's camp. So I got a wet fish in my face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I to this guy, it's called Jason Lewis, and I got to say, Jason Lewis, you lying bastard. You knew when you come and got that weed off me, Mike Tyson wasn't going to meet me. And you got it under false pretenses because he knew I wasn't going to leave our house and bring him weed. Bastard.
We've got it, mate. We've got a name for that down here. We've got a name for that. Really? I can't even say that word here in Australia.
Really?
No, it's a naughty word.
What is?
Cunt act. That's what you call it here.
He always swears.
See, I know. I do it.
He swears and he says it's someone else. And then he blames me.
Like, it is your fault.
I'm in Wales and he's blaming me for swearing.
You brought it out in me, mate.
I think your missus don't like you swearing and you're passing the buck. That's what it is. Yeah, mate. That was my mic.
I love it.
Sorry.
Well, yeah. Close enough. You never know what's going to happen. But of course, what's next for Skindred?
You know, I don't do the crystal ball thing, but I do know wherever we go, it's going to rock. I want to write a new record soon.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great ideas. And I want to come back to Australia and do a full-on tour.
I've got a better idea. What? How about you just don't go? You just stay.
No,
man.
You know, I got my wife here. Why would I go?
She can stay. Man, you both can come. Come stay with me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for the invite. I'll let you know whether she's up for the air. If she's into it, we'll be staying.
I'll tell my wife. She's going, what? There's a band in my living room. Right. I'll go, yeah, it's Skindred. That's okay. They're eating the cereal. It's all sweet. But, Benji.
Imagine.
Thank you so much
again, man.
It's always a pleasure. We're going to have all the links down here and on the website up here in space. Take care, guys. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, man. Big up.